Lift Him Up, August 31. A Crucified and Risen Savior. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. It was in order that the heavenly universe might see the conditions of the covenant of redemption that Christ bore the penalty in behalf of the human race. The throne of justice must be eternally and forever made secure. By the sacrifice Christ was about to make, all doubts would be forever settled, and the human race would be saved if they would return to their allegiance. Christ alone could restore honor to God's government. The cross of Calvary would be looked upon by the unfallen worlds, by the heavenly universe, by satanic agencies, by the fallen race, and every mouth would be stopped. In making His infinite sacrifice, Christ would exalt and honor the law. He would make known the exalted character of God's government, which could not in any way be changed to meet man in his sinful condition. Who is able to describe the last scenes of Christ's life on earth, His trial in the judgment hall, His crucifixion? Who witnessed these scenes? The heavenly universe, God the Father, Satan and his angels. Wonderful events took place in the betrayal of Christ. At His mock trial, His accusers found nothing by which He could be proved guilty. Three times Pilate declared, "I find no fault in Him at all." Nevertheless, He ordered Him to be scourged, and then delivered Him up to suffer the most cruel death that could be devised. The terrible scenes of the crucifixion revealed what humanity will do when under Satan's control. They revealed what the outcome would be if Satan was to control the world. Those who witnessed these scenes never lost the impressions made upon their minds. Many were converted and told others of the awful scene they beheld. Many who heard the report of Christ's death were converted and commenced searching the scriptures. Thus were fulfilled the words, "So shall he sprinkle many nations." Thus saith the Lord God, "I will also take of the highest branch of the high cedar, and will set it. I will crop off from the top of his young twigs a tender one, and will plant it upon an high mountain and eminent. In the mountain of the height of Israel will I plant it, and it shall be a goodly cedar, and under it shall dwell all fowl of every wing. In the shadow of the branches thereof shall they dwell." Christ was this branch, the highest branch of the highest cedar. He was the plant of the Lord's setting.